Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Slipping and sliding this morning, he slid into our studio. Ryan Erb is here with United Way Perth. You're on. Good morning, Ryan.
Good news, I wasn't on my backside.
Oh my gosh. Well, how was the drive this morning? It's not the best, I imagine.
It's not terrible, but you have to be really careful. Right?
Exactly.
You take it easy and you're fine,
but
I wouldn't recommend going far.
Fair enough. And here with a brand new haircut too, Ryan Erb, looking good, as always. My goodness. Well, let's get right to it. How are we doing on the campaign?
Hey, well, we're excited to let everybody know that we're at 71% of our goal, or 1.87 million so far, so that's really good.
Wow.
We continue to pace a little bit ahead, which is wonderful. We do need to work hard to get there. It's always a marathon, as we know. And one of the ways that we get to do that is by making sure we have one of the best coldest night of the year events ever. So we're excited about 17 days away.
It is coming up fast, for sure. So it's Saturday, February 22nd. That is the Stratford event. What do you want folks to know about?
Well, we want to make sure everybody is aware that we're doing really well. We've got 366 walkers so far. It's the third most walkers in all of Canada, so we're doing really well with our walk here. 75 teams, currently sitting number one for the most teams in Canada. You know, we're just so excited that people are really jumping in. So thanks to the Sweet Samuels and Team Haggis and Stratford Anglicans and the Shelter Link Sprouts, CFUW Stratford, those folks are all doing really well. That's the top five right now. Our top five walkers are Jana Bayer-Smith, Lucas Ryan, Joanna Gordon, Graham Bunting, and Marilyn Holmes. And so we've raised a lot of money so far, $96,484, which is just about half of our goal. It places us sixth in all of Canada. So we're really excited that the walk is going well, and we're so thankful to our lead sponsors, Core Fuels and McDonald's, that are making this all happen for ShelterLink and the Connection Center downtown.
That is just awesome. Again, as you mentioned, currently sitting at number one for most teams in Canada for the Stratford event.
That's right, and we're competing against some pretty big cities, right?
Yes.
So this is really exciting that the way that Stratford always comes out to help. We're so grateful for everybody's generosity and their time.
So you can go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca or cnoy.org to get registered. And again, if you're not taking part, sponsor someone. Just go online, take a look. You've mentioned the walkers, you've mentioned the teams. Just sponsor.
That's right. Yeah, you can certainly send your love to people by doing that. It's really exciting that we can help, and it's easy. The technology behind this event is super easy to use, so just Google it. You'll find Stratford Sonoy really quickly, and you can find some people to help out.
You bet. And it's Saturday, February 22nd. Again, a reminder, it's taking place at the Lakeside Drive parking lot. That's across from Tom Patterson Island at the corner of Queen Street and Lakeside Drive, so a different location for the Stratford one. And before we move on to talk about Community Connections Election Edition, you've mentioned that we're at 71% of goal for the United Way Perth Huron campaign. Exceeding expectations, if you will. What do you attribute that to? Is it the projects? Is it the workplace campaigns? What do you attribute to where you are?
It's a bit of everything this year. Everything we're doing is a little bit up, right? So we've got individual donors are giving us a little bit more. Our corporate donors are giving us a little bit more. Our workplace campaigns went about as well. They're about even from previous years. We're so grateful for all the companies that support us in that way. And so I would say, Jamie, it's not one thing. It's sort of a little bit of everything from all sides. But we're certainly grateful. Some of the new initiatives, I suppose, have added to it. Keys for Community has helped us, those sorts of things that we've tried this year. And overall, I'm really thankful to our co-chairs, right? Our friends, John and Kristen, Kristen Sainsbury and John Wolf are just doing an amazing job leading. So, you know what? Actually, let's give them the credit. I think it's because of them.
But as you mentioned, it really is a combination of these things. Together, it all works.
Absolutely, yeah. We're so
grateful. All right. Let's talk about a very unique partnership. It's United Way Perth Huron with the local community food center with a Community Connections Election Edition.
Yeah, so we're really excited to partner with the local to make sure that people have an opportunity to explore the election. And so really our goal here is to help people understand what their democratic rights are and how it all works. And so it's a nonpartisan three-week educational series, and we're looking to engage the community to make sure that everyone understands the issues and can vote with confidence. And so we've already had one gathering earlier this week where people learned about how the electoral process happens. And so that was great. It happened at the local. And so next week, Tuesday, February 11th, we have an all-candidates meeting to discuss important topics. And we're excited to host that at the local. It's a roundtable event, so you'll get really personal conversation with each of the candidates, which we're excited about. And then Tuesday, February 18th, we'll learn how to follow up with candidates and get ready to vote, right? So we've got lots going on, and it's important that we all jump in. Jamie, I often say this, that the social issues that we face in Canada are choices that we make, right? So for example, when we talk about people struggling with income, we know that poverty actually is a result of the legislative choices that we've made over a period of time. And so we want to take action. We want to vote in a way that is going to have candidates pay attention to those specific issues. They're all really good people. They want to do good things for our community. And part of the process is helping them understand the social issues as well. And so we can have good conversation. We can all move towards saying, hey, why bother having poverty in Canada? It doesn't make any sense, right? We can do better.
There you go. So these are very unique get-togethers, and really want to thank Julie Docker Johnson at the local for putting this together. Again, Tuesday, February 11th, and then Tuesday, February 18th, you can get details with the local at 612 Erie Street.
That's right.
Lots going on with United Way Perth here on Ryan Erb. Thanks so much, Ryan.
You're welcome.